Besides a seaworthy vessel, eye drops are a helpful tool for studying whales. Correspondent Courtney Flatt has this story of marine mammal observers on the Pacific Ocean.
In wind, rain, or perfectly calm conditions, marine mammal observers scan the seas for any signs of a whale, a waterspout in the distance, a dorsal fin breaking the surface, or, if they're lucky, a breach.
So there's a humpback.
And eye drops soothe their weary eyes. These scientists are part of an interdisciplinary 13-person science crew aboard the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA's, Bell M. Shimada. At least twice a year, a science team boards this vessel to sample the Northern California Current ecosystem. This two-week trip traveled from the San Francisco Bay to La Push, Washington, and home to Newport, Oregon. Scientists hope to learn a little bit more about the mysteries of the ocean by sampling, measuring, and observing the marine life in it.
Mysteries abound.
Rachel Kaplan is a second-year doctoral student at Oregon State University. Kaplan hopes to spot the acoustic frequencies of krill swarms on a computer readout at the same time marine mammal observers spot whales. The idea is that because whales eat krill, the two species should be around at the same time.
Exciting!
Oh man,
well if it's krill, we'll find
krill!
Out.
Krill are so important to the marine ecosystem that in 2009, NOAA enacted a rule that protects krill from commercial fishing up to 200 nautical miles off the U.S. west coast. That's why Kaplan's krill findings could have big impacts on fisheries management. In recent years, an increasing number of whales, especially humpbacks, have gotten tangled in fishing gear.
One big piece of it I'm thinking about is how can people who fish off the coast here keep fishing, because obviously that's so important to people's livelihoods and the state's economy. But how can we also mitigate entanglement risk to whales?
Scientists quickly realized to answer those questions, they'd need to know more about where to expect whales off the coast of Oregon. Typically, scientists tow for krill at night when the crustaceans surface to eat. Zooplankton ecologist Jennifer Fisher says krill often dive as deep as 200 meters during the daytime.
The water depth right now is only 140 meters, so they can't go that deep, so we can catch them, maybe. They're trapped. Probably like, swim away from the net, here it comes.
That's not unusual. Kaplan says research shows krill often scatter away from nets. Later that day, Kaplan found krill exactly where she expected them to show up. The crew pulled up a net full of what they called krill soup.
Krill soup?
Or filters full of juicy krill. At the same time, the marine mammal observers saw 8 humpback whales, all diving to forage for food.
And so that was part of what made us be like, okay, let's do it.
Soon the entire ship would hear the acoustics findings had worked, which created a buzz among the marine mammal observers, including doctoral candidate Clara Bird.
It's gonna be so cool to actually see if that's real, because there's a fair number of papers that will oftentimes use like whale density or presence is like, oh, that must mean there was food there.
Right.
And now it'll be cool to actually see if that was true.
Throughout the rest of the survey, the marine mammal observers would sporadically spot whales, calling out sightings over the radio.
I've already seen this, but we have killer whales ahead.
The team tracked the distance and bearing of each sighting. They also identified as many whales as possible. Some were simply unidentifiable, too far away, or only the brief poof of a spout, or blow, as the scientists called them.
Good, Clara, I have a blow. 1.5 kilometers. Still unidentified.
Over the course of the trip, the scientists spotted signs of 232 whales, 111 of which were humpbacks.
The questions we're asking are so exciting and new, because no one knows the answer.
Yeah, we love that.
We love that.
Yeah.
Science!
I'm Courtney Flatt on the Pacific Ocean.